hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
You're not looking at the big picture!
Come on, man!
Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome to The Big Picture. I am Michael Sargent. So, a lot of things to talk about today. First off, we're going to make this, I don't want to say fairly short podcast, but it's going to be a little short today. So, don't worry about it. You're not going to be punished by listening to me for 40 minutes.
I will punish all of you!
Yeah, it's not going to so much happen today. You know, you people are very special
you
to me.
People!
And we're going to get, let's get right into it. There's a lot of things that I could talk about. I mean, there's a lot of things that I should talk about. Let me get the volume up here just a little bit so you can kind of hear things a little better. I mean, I know my ears don't work the way they used to. So, and according to the analytics of this program, there seems to be a lot of older people that are listening to this. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for that. But first off, let's get right into the meat and potatoes of today's program. So I don't know if anybody's paying attention or if anybody even cares. But, you know, we've kind of seen some things, you know, since January start to take form. And, you know, I've talked about it, the rising costs of fuel. You know, now you have a border crisis, you know, a lot worse than what it was before. And, you know, you're not seeing it on the mainstream media, but, you know, there's a lot of separation with children and their parents. And I guess it's, you know, pretty clear now who supported putting kids in cages.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't the Donald. But, you know, I'm looking at all this and I see this crap. And, you know, just how biased the media is and just interactions with people this week and having so many just, I guess, oddities. So it's become pretty clear to me that, you know, a lot of our younger generation, they are not too smart. Youth, they make a lot of bad decisions. I see it, you know, in, you know, my own personal circle. And I also see it, across the board, you know, with just youth in general. And, boy, I hate to say this, but we've really become stupid. And, the bad part of you know the indoctrination that you know let's call it a sneak attack is kids you know that are young adults right now were really taught a lot of things that wasn't true. Okay, I mean you can debunked statements with facts, and it doesn't do you any good. People believe what they want to believe, and you can't change that. So it's you might as well just you know send the messages in Morse code. But unfortunately, you know, there's the youth of America now would not know how to read Morse code or be able to decipher it, and it's honestly, you know, I'm listening to people talk about carbon footprints and emissions and, you know, all these other things. And no matter what is stated to refute it or, you know, just put facts out there, you got a whole bunch of people that just they don't want to hear it. You know, they really don't want to hear it. They're not too smart, and it's a failure of society. So ultimately, I know this may sound crazy, but you know, you've got two choices. It's either you kill this left wing, you know, agenda, either by getting people to hear you and understand the truths of so many different topics that the left pushes. I'm going to tell you that this is going to be, you know, a very hard thing to kill. I had a conversation earlier this week with a younger gentleman, and you know, very intelligent. You know, not to say that, you know, youth isn't intelligent, but you know, they are so smart that they don't have any common knowledge of let's say put in practice situations with life. And I hope I'm making sense with this, because here's something that I know for a fact. And whether you can subscribe to this, you know, I don't know. But the way I was brought up, you know, we didn't have cell phones. You know, video games, you know, like the Atari, which, you know, was classic and it was wonderful, but you would get bored with it after a while because it was just so, you know, it was exciting at first, but it lost its luster fairly quick. And, you know, my generation, we realized that we would be outside rather, you know, hunting or fishing or beating on each other and just, you know, having fun. And I don't mean this in a bully way. Okay. We just, friends used to play. that was what it was. And you don't have that now. And, you know, I oftentimes think that, you know, if the world was to end as we knew it, and man had to rely on skills that they would obtain, you know, during like my generation growing up and traditions that we would pass down to our children, the left, these people that are so smart nowadays, they would rely on, you know, people like me to provide for them. You know, it would be a fact. A lot of these kids, they don't know how to hunt. They don't know how to fish. I question if some of them even know how to garden. It's a very strange situation now. And the reality of what we have going on, this is where I find it just scary. They don't think that anything could ever happen where we would be in a situation like that. They really don't. They don't think that, you know, the world could go to war, and life as we know it is destroyed, and man would have to go back to relying off of the land to provide food for them or to build homes or shelters for them. I mean, does it sound absolutely crazy? Sure. Is it a possibility? Absolutely. But this generation doesn't think that that could ever happen. You know, they'll ask questions, you know, like, why would you think that something like that could happen? Well, here's why. And this will tie into what our left-wing friends are doing now. They want to take away the right to bear an arm, you know, right to keep and bear arms. Second, anti-Second Amendment. They want to strip you of your guns. And they don't feel that the people need them. Okay, maybe we don't. But what happens if a nation that was intent on destroying the United States of America actually waged war? Do we have a great military? Sure, we do. But if you are intent on committing harm, you're going to do it. You're going to find a way to do it. And something that nobody really wants to believe, this pandemic, where did it all start? China. A lot of people don't agree with that. They think that the Chinese didn't do anything. But here's what I'm going to tell you. They did. Donald Trump was right. It was created in China. It got out. It got into the United States. And who knows what the actual numbers are as far as people that died, you know, if they actually died from this. Because if you died from a heart attack, you were listed as corona. Like, you know, now we're finding out about all the dead people that voted in the last election. You're not given a lot of good information. People are not given a lot of good information. They don't know the facts. And when you're asked questions like, why do you think something like that could happen?
What kind of stupid-ass question is that?
Well, you have to ask yourself this. Why would you think that it couldn't happen? It happens. All I'm going to say on the topic is we have a lot of bad, bad, bad information out there. And unfortunately, our kids will never understand that. They don't understand it. Scary. It's scary. But with what's going on right now, they're taking wood and cardboard and all this other stuff, and they're just making themselves a great big old pile. And they're going to let it on fire. And when it gets lit on fire, who knows what's going to happen?
That old Lord Jesus is a fire.
Yeah. So I'm just going to sit back and kind of hope that nothing bad ever really happens. But I'm going to tell you, brother, it could happen. Brother. So anyway, as you sit there and watch fuel prices go up, food prices go up, taxes that weren't supposed to go up, but essentially when you're paying more for fuel and you're paying more for food and paying more for just about everything, what, you think that taxes aren't up? There's also the talk of, you know, income taxes that weren't supposed to be touched. They're going to go up too. I mean, I know what I pay right now in taxes, just out of my earnings. And I'm sorry, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The federal government did not earn that money. I earned it. And it's not that I'm opposed to paying taxes, but I'm extremely opposed to being bent over the kitchen table and having the fist and the entire arm of the government go up my ass and take food off of my table or take away from my prosperity because there's no oversight. And those are the questions that we always ask. You know, you're robbed. you're taxed to death. Okay? You're taxed from the time you start working. You know, some people would say that you're taxed from the time you're born. But you are taxed and taxed and taxed on absolutely everything. When is enough enough? So they basically rape you of your hard work, take your money away from you, and who knows what they really do with it. But we also know that people sitting around not working and getting paid to not work, who pays for that? Stinks, people.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
So you have to ask yourself questions of what's really going on out there.
What kind of stupid-ass question is that?
Right. So it is what it is. And what I can tell you is, if you want to come and preach to me about global warming, gun control, you can just get out of my face, because I'm going to say you're wrong.
Get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
Right. Thanks, Samuel. I mean, in my mind, I don't remember. I never asked the government anything. You know, I don't want to hear from the government anymore. You know, this is a crazy sick world we work in. And, you know, when you're working and forking out taxes on everything that you purchase, and every dollar that you earn, you're paying taxes on, and so on and so on. I mean, that's bad. That's very bad. So, I don't know. I really don't know what to tell anybody anymore. I think we have some problems, you know, and they're getting bigger. All right. That's all I got. I know it was quick. I know it was short. I really wish I could, you know, focus more on photography with this show, because that's really what I like to do. But it just doesn't work out that way for me. What's going on now? This sort of stuff makes me crazy. Hearing about kids locked in cages, you know, separated from their parents, seeing the crisis, people flocking to the border to get in the country because old smoking Joe Biden and whatever her name is, you know, they just have this, you know, they have different priorities. Well, you know what I got to say about that? You know, who's going to be the big, who's going to lose in all this? I'll tell you who's going to lose. America is going to lose. All right, well, guess what? We're done. See ya.
Ain't nobody got time for that.